Are you an accredited investor looking for a new opportunity to generate passive income and build the retirement of your dreams? Then elevate your investment game with Viking Capital, where wealth meets wisdom. Whether you're a seasoned investor or just starting out, Viking Capital can help guide you towards financial freedom through passive real estate investing. With strong and transparent underwriting, Viking identifies low-risk opportunities with the goal of preserving investor capital and maximizing long-term growth potential. And their accessible and responsive investor relations team will help you understand how each investment will impact your unique financial goals. With $800 million in assets acquired, more than $230 million in equity raised, and more than 5,000 units under management, Viking Capital is your path to early retirement. To learn about Viking Capital's latest investment opportunity, which is available for you right now, visit go.vikingcapllc.com/best. That's go.vikingcapllc.com/best to get started today. Did you know that within a decade, women will hold $30 trillion in investable assets? Yet somehow, only 19% of women reported feeling confident in selecting investments that align with their long-term goals. Our friends at InvestHer are out to change that. InvestHerCon is the number one premier conference for women in real estate, and it's happening June 2nd through the 4th in Austin, Texas. InvestHerCon is not just another real estate conference. It's a transformational experience focused on real estate investing, business strategies, and self-care tactics, all designed to help women take control of their financial futures. Gain the knowledge and skills you need to grow your portfolio and build a sustainable business, all while connecting with over 500 women who are playing at the same level. To learn more and to get your tickets, visit InvestHerCon.com today and use the code 100BESTEVER to get $100 off your ticket. That's InvestHer, HERCon.com, promo code 100BESTEVER to get $100 off your ticket. Quick disclaimer, the views and opinions expressed in this podcast are provided for informational purposes only and should not be construed as an offer to buy or sell any securities or to make or consider any investment or course of action. For more information, go to bestevershow.com.
Can you make money in a negative leverage environment? And the answer is, it depends. And I hate that answer. So I want to dissect two quick case studies for you to examine the difference between a nicer, newer Class A apartment community and a value add community.
Welcome to the Best Ever Show, the world's longest running daily commercial real estate podcast. Our hosts interview commercial real estate experts every day to get you the best advice ever with none of the fluffy stuff.
Welcome back, best ever listeners, to another episode of Passive Investor Tips. I'm your host, Travis Watts. Have an exciting episode for you here today. We are talking about negative leverage and can you still make money today in commercial real estate? Very relevant to 2023 interest rates and what we're seeing in the environment. Real quick, disclaimers as always, never financial advice, not telling you or anyone else what to do with your money. Not a financial advisor, CPA, attorney, etc. So please seek licensed financial advice. With that top of mind, let's quickly begin by defining what negative leverage is. And what it simply means is when you're in an environment like we see ourselves in today, and interest rates are actually higher than cap rates. Now, what we've seen in recent years is the opposite of this, where we had historically low interest rates and the average cap rate in America was hovering somewhere around 5% before the interest rates started to skyrocket in 2022. So let's quickly review what a cap rate and interest rate is for sake of this discussion. And a cap rate is simply the amount of income that a property produces without considering any loan costs. So in other words, if you were to pay all cash for a deal, this would be your ROI or your return on investment. So simple example to think about, if you have $1 million property and after factoring in expenses such as property tax, insurance, maintenance, property management, it cash flowed $50,000 per year, again, remembering no loan on the property, then you would effectively have a 5% cap rate. You simply take $50,000 in net operating income and divide by the purchase price, which in this example is $1 million, and that's how you land at 5%. An interest rate is what you're charged to borrow money. It's that simple. So in the example that you have a mortgage with a 6.5% interest rate. So on the surface, you might be thinking, maybe it doesn't make sense to invest in a real estate deal if I'm paying more for my debt than what the property is actually producing. And this gets a lot of headlines, but it's yet another reason why I love value-add real estate. And value-add is referring to a property that is pre-existing, that may be outdated, that lacks modern amenities and technology and appliances. And because of these factors, the rent on a property like that is usually below the market level. And that makes sense, right? Think about you being a renter. You're shopping for an apartment community that you're hoping to move into, and you stumble across this 1980s apartment community, and the clubhouse is outdated, and the units are outdated, and quite frankly, it looks like the 1980s, and it lacks modern amenities and modern technology. Let's say the rent on a property like that is $1,500 per month. When compared to a brand new built community that was, say, built in 2023, and it's got all the bells and whistles, all the latest and greatest, well, the rents on that property could be $2,000 per month. So there's a good reason that there's a $500 gap in rents, because that newer property is just creating a better lifestyle for the residents, and it has a lot more to offer. So back to the big question, can you make money in a negative leverage environment? And the answer is, it depends. And I hate that answer. So I want to dissect two quick case studies for you to examine the difference between a nicer, newer Class A apartment community and a value add community. So case study number one, you buy the brand new community built in 2023, you're going to pay top dollar. And if there's nothing you can do to add value or additional revenue streams, then you're subject to what the market dictates in terms of rent. And by the way, here's the market rents according to Yardi Matrix in the United States as of April 2023. They're hovering around $1,700 per month right now. So here's three scenarios to consider with a newly built luxury high-end apartment community where there isn't a value-add component. Number one, rents in the market tend to tick upward over the next 5 years, in which case you're lucky. That's great, and you've got a chance at making some money in a negative leverage environment.
We'll get back to the show, but first, some sponsors I'm confident you'll find value in learning more about. Are you looking to raise money from private investors to buy commercial real estate? SyndicationAttorneys.com is here to guide you every step of the way. At SyndicationAttorneys.com, they do more so you can do more. They create real estate syndication and fund offering documents, but they also educate you on the ins and outs of raising private money, ensure your offerings comply with securities laws, and help you structure fair deals with investors so everybody wins. With reasonable lump sum fees and over $2.75 billion in securities offerings created, SyndicationAttorneys.com has the expertise you need. But that's not all. SyndicationAttorneys.com also offers weekly attorney-led masterminds, networking, and strategy sessions through their pre-syndication consulting agreements. To learn more, visit syndicationattorneys.com today to get started. This offer is not available to Florida residents.
Number two, what if the rents stay stagnant and they don't move from here? We just plateau for 5 years. Well, remember, the negative leverage situation could work against you in that scenario. And number three, if the market dictates that rents need to soften or reduce a bit, that could be a very unfavorable scenario for investors. Now, case study number two, we decide we're going to buy a value add apartment community that's older and outdated, and we're going to fix it up. Now, we're not just subject to what the market dictates in terms of rent. Remembering, if average rents are $1,700 per month in this particular community, to use the example from a few minutes ago, is $1,500 per month, then we've got a little bit of margin there. So if we're able to go into this property, make strategic improvements, and increase the rents over time, that's what I want to break down for you. Now, in this example, we'll say that you're buying or you're investing in a syndication, which is buying an apartment community that's valued at $100 million. And we'll say that the cap rate in that local market is 5%. And we'll say that your mortgage interest is 6.5%. So we find ourselves in the negative leverage scenario. So a cap rate of 5% on a $100 million property would suggest that the net operating income is around $5 million per year. And you can know this by just running the simple math of $5 million divided by $100 million equals 5%. Now, if you can raise the rents after making your strategic improvements at the property by, let's say, 5% a year, and you intend on holding this asset for 5 years, just for example purposes, then that would mean that by the fifth year, the net operating income would have increased to around $6.4 million compared to where you started at $5 million. So right here is why I love multifamily commercial real estate. It's why I stopped investing in single family homes years ago. This was my light bulb moment. To find the new valuation, if you were able to execute that business plan, you would simply take the new net operating income, which would be $6.4 million, and divide by the cap rate. We'll still use the 5% example, assuming the cap rate stayed the same through those 5 years. And you come up with a new valuation of $128 million. So effectively, that property just increased by $28 million over a five-year time frame. And that is why I love value-add apartment deals. Now, obviously, this is a simple example here. There's a lot of factors to consider. I just wanted to paint the picture from a high level of how value-add works and how you might potentially be able to make money in a negative leverage environment like many investors find themselves in today. And this example doesn't even dive into the tax advantages that may be available to you as an investor or an individual owner. Doesn't even dive into amortization, which is the loan getting paid down over the time frame in which you hold the property. And it also doesn't include negative factors like rising wages or rising insurance costs or rising property taxes. So the deal that you buy or invest in could have different numbers, obviously, it would have different numbers, and it could be more favorable than what we're describing here, or it could be less favorable depending on the specific circumstances. So this is just a simple analysis and something to consider here for the week as we find ourselves in a crazy environment here in 2023. You're listening to Passive Investor Tips. I'm your host, Travis Watts. Always happy to be a resource or mentor for you in the passive income investing space. Reach out to me, Instagram, Facebook, Bigger Pockets, LinkedIn, Travis Watts, or at Passive Investor Tips. Like, share, subscribe. Feel free to share these episodes with anyone you think could find value. Have a best ever week, everyone. We'll see you in the next episode.
Hi, best ever listeners. Joe Fairless here again. And one last thing before you go, would you like to receive a short weekly email with proven tips from experienced investors, free tools and resources, and a roundup of the week's most relevant news and best ever content? Well, if so, join the community of nearly 15,000 commercial real estate passive and active investors who receive the best ever newsletter. Just go to bestevercre.com/access. And you'll get the very next one. I hope you enjoyed this episode. And as always, thank you for listening and have a best ever day.